My name is Wilfie Brown, and I would like to read a few verses of Scripture from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. The Lord speaking here, and he says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Did thy name have cast out devils? Did thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." We read here of an appointment. In verse 22, the Lord says, "Many will say unto me in that day." What day is this that the Lord is speaking of? He makes it very clear that it is a day that is left aside. It is a particular day. It is the great judgment day. It is that day when we will all stand and give an account of our lives to God. It is an appointed day. It is one we will all keep. We read of many appointments in the Bible. There was a day the Lord said that we would be born unto this world. There is another time that the Lord said that we will die. We will leave this scene of time. Hebrews 9 and 27 says, "And as it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment." And so, as the Lord speaks about those who will say unto him in that day, "Lord, Lord," that is that appointed day, the great day of judgment. But we read also in another verse, in verse 21, of a disappointment, because the Lord says that not everyone that saith unto me, "Lord, Lord," shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so there are going to be many who think in their own hearts that they're prepared and they're ready to go into heaven, and yet the Lord says that they will not enter in. The people whom we read of here had perhaps a very good argument, for we read what they had said to the Lord. They had prophesied, cast out devils, they had done many wonderful works, all in the name of the Lord. But yet the Lord said unto them, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I never knew you." And I wonder, my friend, as you have listened this message that we have, what is your hope for eternity? Would you be like those whom we read of here? They had their good works. There, perhaps you might say, you've been baptized. You have done also many wonderful things. My friend, depending on those, you will be disappointed. But we're glad to say that in that same verse 21, although there are those who are disappointed, yet it tells us of those who are triumphant. Because the verse says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." But it tells us then that there will be those who will enter in. Who are these people who will enter in? Who have been born again or born from above? John chapter 3 and verse 3, Jesus himself said that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. And so it all revolves around the new birth. That would be our question to you. Are you born again? Are you a Christian? And my friend, we're not going to inquire into your past life, but we would love to know, are your sins forgiven? If they're not, even as you listen to this message, you can put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can come and tell him you're sorry for your sin. You want to repent. You want to turn from your sin. And my friend, when you ask the Lord to forgive you your sin, he says he is faithful and just to forgive you your sin. Will you put your trust in him? He'll take your sin away. It'll go into the sea of God's forgetfulness, never to be remembered against you anymore. And then in that day, that appointed day, you will not be amongst the disappointed, but you will be amongst the triumphant, those who will enter in.